Why, hello there, and welcome.
You're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. It's quick, simple, and Australian. Now, if you want to follow along on the socials, you can get the show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord, all at one word at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Or we could share film histories on Letterboxd at the Creepy Crap Pod. And if you enjoy the podcast today, why not show some love with a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to this with? Alright, now let's start one of Australia's favourite horror podcasts, the Creepy Crap Podcast. And be warned that this episode will most likely contain swearing, spoilers, and adult themes. Whoop whoop! What up, juggalos and juggalettes? It's Danny Bean. You're listening to the motherfucking Creepy Crap Podcast, ninjas. What's up? What's happening? Much clown love for listening, yo. We talk about big money hustlers, yo. Celebrating Juggalo Day, juggalos! And now I'm not going to do that all day. That'd be very hard on my voice. But anyway, this is a special episode celebrating a movie I love. It is Big Money Hustlers. And today is Saturday. I don't usually do an episode on a Saturday, but today is Saturday the 17th. And that is official Juggalo Day. Yes, that's right. The 17th is Juggalo Day. I bet many people probably don't know that. So I'm going to give you a brief rundown of what that is. February 17th was declared Juggalo Day by the Insane Clown Posse to thank and celebrate their fans. Celebrate Juggalo Day by drinking nothing but Faygo all day. Get together with fellow juggalos and juggalettes to celebrate or throw a huge house party and invite all the juggalos you know to come around and celebrate ICP and the psychopathic family. I know a fair bit about this lifestyle. I love it. I love painting my face. I haven't done it forever. It's pretty hard to do and pretty weird to do just on your own, but it is enjoyable. I love the whole empire these guys have made. It's amazing. It's great. And yeah, it's on the 17th. 17 means a lot because each of their albums is a joke. Joker's card, the first one came out, it only sold 17 copies, so the 17 means a lot. It's referenced to a lot of their CDs and all that sort of stuff. 17th is Juggalo Day, so that's why I'm celebrating a movie. It's not really a horror movie or anything like that. I just wanted to celebrate Juggalo Day, and I thought, well, they've got one or two movies, so I thought, why not do their first movie, and let's talk about that movie now, because that's what I'm talking about. And it is Big Money Hustlers, and it came out in the year 2000. And the synopsis for the movie is this, because I don't know how many people have probably actually seen this. It's New York City and the crime lord Big Baby Sweets has got New York around his little finger. The NYPD is helpless, so the chief sends out Sugar Bear. He is a 70s dolomite worshipping rhyming super cop from San Francisco to stop Big Baby, his magic ninjas, Hack Benjamin, and his two sidekicks, Big Stank and Little Poop, with the help of Officer Harry Cox. That's the synopsis. It doesn't explain too much, but it does pretty much sum up the whole movie. Violent J plays Big Baby Sweets. He is the crime lord. His two sidekicks are played by Twister. Big Stank is Jamie Madrox. Little Poot is the Noxide Child. Hack Benjamin is Jump Steady. And then you've got Misery in there. And then there's a few celebrities who pop up. Harlan Williams is Harry Cox. You got Rudy Ray Moore. You got Mick Foley. Fred Berry, which is Rerun. And then, yeah, not too many others than that, to be honest. It's a bit of a low budget movie. They put a fair bit of their money in because I think, like, the budget runs out. They even reference it in the movie. They sort of joke about it, but yeah. I think they ended up funding it pretty much, so it's pretty much a passion project for them. They put a lot of effort into it. They know it's corny and all that sort of stuff, but they embrace it. It's great. It's meta. It's silly. It's kind of a homage to, like, the 70s blaxploitation movies. It's great. Like I said, he loves Dolomite. He basically looks like a pimp. And every time you hear his name, you hear this sound. And that pretty much happens throughout the whole movie. And I just love Insane Clown Posse. I love that they made a movie. They've got a few others. Maybe I'll cover them at some point. But they're just great. It's like their rap. It's horror. It's a blend of them and, like, clowns. They paint their face. Just everything about them. It's a weird blend. They're very polarizing. A lot of people either love them or hate them. It's not a lot of between. People might know a song here and there or whatever. They're very strange, but I love it. I don't know what drew me to it. I just love them and I love this movie. They're psychopathic killer clowns. What is there not to love? Anyway, let's not waste any more time. Happy Juggalo Day, everyone. Let's get into Big Money Hustlers. So the movie starts off with Sugar Bear. He comes in, he looks like a pimp. It's like that homage to the 70s, those sort of like blaxploitation, grindhouse sort of cheapy movies where they're all kicking ass. It basically looks like a pimp. His face is painted, which is Insane Clown Posse's trademark look. It's not even questioned why his face is painted in this. It's just meant to be like, that's him. Don't question it. Every time he talks, he rhymes for some reason. It gets kind of annoying, but they know the movie's cheap and trashy sort of stuff. Like, they break the fourth wall a bunch of times. They do a whole bunch of things, but, like, they're not doing it because they know it's cheap. cheap and shitty, so they're sort of mocking it. They're just like embracing it, and it makes the movie good. I like it because it's not like some of the movies where they know it's crap, but they're playing it really serious and it makes it shitty. It's like they know what they got here and they're making the most of it, and I just enjoy the movie for that. Like, other movies could do the same sort of thing and it just doesn't work. You're just like, oh, get over it, or they're trying to be too meta or whatever else. This movie's just having fun. The movie's basically their baby and they're having a great time with it and they love it, and yeah, that's why I like the movie so much. But yeah, anyway, the movie starts off and Sugar Bear's at a funeral and it's his best mate or whatever's died, and he's all upset because it's implied that Big Baby Sweets, which is Violent J and his crew, have taken over the city, and he's also responsible for his friend dying. And it doesn't go in, we don't see anything about it, we don't see who the friend is at all, but I think it's still meant to be set in the same time as later on, so yeah, it picks up later on, but all we see is that, and then he's the new guy in town, so Sugar Bear is getting shown, and he's got this huge reputation of, you ate a full grenade, you got shot 10 times in the dick, and you still managed to live. The chief loves him, and the chief's this big fat guy, and he's like staring at his ass the whole time. He's always like, denies he's fat, and he's like, oh, what an ass, what a fucking ass. He basically has to come here, he's got to clean out the town, because all the cops have been paid off by Big Baby Sweet, so there's no one to be safe except for Sugar Bear and the new bumbling idiot, which is Harry Cox. Everyone has like a prank name, so his name's Harry Cox. It's meant to be like Harry Cox, obviously. It's Harlan Williams. He's this bumbling fool, and he's like, oh, sorry, sorry, and he just gets thrown around by the chief, and everyone talks to him like shit. The stuff they say in the movie is so strange, but anyway, the chief's giving Sugar Bear a rundown. He's just like, yeah, the city's taken over by these guys. Everything is run by them. Nothing happens without their say-so. The cops can't do anything about it. No one does anything. They're untouchable, and he's like, I'll see about that. So Harry Cox is basically showing Sugar Bear around the town. They go to a donut place. The Misfits are next to them, randomly having a cup of tea and a donut. And then while they're sitting there, Ape Boy comes in, which is a guy in a gorilla costume, and he's pretty much like holding the place up. He goes, I want the donuts, motherfucker. It's clearly Violent J in there. You can tell by the voice. He's holding the place up and no one's doing anything about it. Harry Cox is just sitting there scared. He jumps the counter and hides. And Sugar Bear's like, well, I've got to have to do something about this. So he gets up, basically puts him in like a wrestling hold, drops him down, puts him out, cuffs him, and then he's captured. And they're like, oh shit, no one's ever stood up to these guys. Wow, these donuts would taste a lot better if you weren't getting robbed for your cheddar. And everything he says rhymes, as I said. It's kind of weird. I don't know why he's doing it, but he does it anyway. And then we meet the gang, the full gang this time, and it's Big Baby Sweets, which is Violent J, like I said. I love it. Everything he says is just like, he's playing it like this big crime boss, and he's just like, my money, motherfucker. I love his voice. It's so good. And his two sidekicks, which are Big Stank and Little Poot, is Twisted. It's Jamie Madjox and the Monoxide Child. They're his little offsiders. They're like over his shoulder the entire movie. These three are like always together. I love them. I love these little, you're a sucker, give me money. My money, motherfucker. And it's just the shit they do is so funny. They're so stupid, but I love it. And they're kind of like these like weak sort of like rich kids who are like suddenly the biggest gangsters in town. And I don't know. There's not much of a backstory for anyone or how Big Baby Sweet became the king of the town or anything like this. It's just what it is. So that's what's happening anyway. So they're having a meeting of all the gangsters, and we got Green Willy, he sells fake gold and jewelry. You got Hazard, he does infomercials and scams. Fat Titty Kitty, she runs the hole business. I got 99 holes and all this sort of stuff. It's stupid. Bootleg Greg, which is Rerun, and he just sells counterfeit goods. And you got Father Ducats, he's the one who runs the churches. That's why they're collecting so much money, because it's for him. And Ape Boy, who's missing, and they find out someone's missing. He's like, who the fuck is this fucking motherfucker fucking with my motherfucking money, motherfucker? It's the best. I love it. It's like the funniest line ever, where it's just so over the top and so much swearing. You're like, oh my God, I love it. And he's like, who is this? What is happening here? He's, okay, he's taking down my crew. We're going to have to do something about it, which doesn't help, because while they're having this meeting, they're going through and giving all the money. You got my money, motherfucker. And he's going through them all. And then, yeah, one of them doesn't have his money. Rerun doesn't have his money. He gives him fake counterfeit money, which is like his whole thing, but they don't find it very funny. So Hack Benjamin, which is like this big black suited guy, he's got a gas mask, huge shotgun. You don't get to see who it is. It's Jump Steady, though. And he goes up there, shoots him. We get to see Fat Titty Kitty's titties. And he's like, I see, I hooked you up. I didn't have to do that. And he's like looking at the camera. It's great. It's a great scene. They're huge. They are massive. So big. You're like, oh my God, how do you even live with that? Your back must be so broken. But yeah, she gets shot as well for giving some lip. And he's basically taken out like a third of the fucking crew already. The others are like, oh shit. And nothing else really happens with them too much, not yet at least. And they're like, who's this new guy? And it's like, Sugar Bear. He's coming in here. He's trying to do something. Really? Let's send a message to this motherfucker. So at one point, they blow up a building. They're just using stock footage. They do a drive-by and he just hits like a deer and all this stuff. It's just like, they're putting like stock footage against what they're doing. And it's implied that they're causing mayhem around the town. It's like, they already control the city and everyone's scared of them. They're only putting a scare and making Sugar Bear angry, I guess, at this point. But yeah, Sugar Bear's at a strip club now. There's four hotties dancing. And you're like, yeah, this is good. Some old guy for some reason. I don't know exactly which one it is. I didn't look it up. But someone's dressed as an old man and he's yelling out shit. And then Missy comes out and she's this hugely obese lady. She gets up and she's dancing around and she's just eating. And he's just like sitting there and he's like, yeah, whatever, man. And he looks up and he's like, bro. And it's like doing the voiceover. He's like, I fell in love with her. That's a whole lot of woman. And the way he talks to her is hilarious. He's still rhyming. But yeah, they call vagina netting and having sex. He's like talking to her like shit. He's basically like buys her a slice of pizza. So there's this guy who plays like every role in the movie almost. He's a bartender. He's a scientist. He does all these things. He's a bum at one point. But yeah, slides is like, you know, when you buy a drink for someone at a bar, he's like, the man over there wants to buy you a slice. And she's like, oh, thank you. And he's basically like, I'm going to come back to your house and I'm going to fuck you. And she's like, let's do it. And it becomes this huge sex scene that goes for so long. It's so disgusting because you don't really see them having sex or anything like that. It's always from like the point of view of one of them pumping away. But he's basically not kissing her and he's just filling her with food. Like these pink fluffy cakes. I don't know what the fuck they are, to be honest. He's like feeding her this and she's just like, oh my God, he's so good. And, and he's got all this fucking hairy chest that he looks like Austin Powers. Like how ridiculous it is at this point. And at one point he finishes and he gets up and walks out the door and it's this huge bodybuilder who's naked. You're just like, what is happening? There's so many weird little moments in this movie. So he's had sex there. And while this is happening, Harry Cox rings him up after he's had sex. And he's just like, the town is gone to hell. Everything's gone crazy. Big Baby Sweets is not happy that you've taken one of his members and he wants you. And he's like, yeah, I'll do my part about it. He goes, I'm going to take him in. He's like, no, don't do that. Don't. No, no. Oh, I love you. I should have said something. No, Alan Williams just is going to town. They must have just let him improv everything, I reckon, on this. There's no way half this shit was written down. It's just stupid. He's acting so hard. So Sugar Bear goes to Big Baby's mansion, just breaks straight in. So Big Baby Sweets and Big Stank are sitting on the bed and they're just feeding each other like chips and stuff like this. And it's really weird. And then Little Poot comes out and he's like, I got the baby oil, y'all. And you're like, what? He's like, oh, shut up, man, shut up. And you're like, what are these three doing here? This is so strange. Such a weird scene. And he basically comes in. He just grabs them, takes them in. And they're like, oh, okay. They're like, why did you do this? No one ever talks to them. And the two of them, Big Stank and Little Poot, are just basically crying. They're like, we didn't do it, man. And the chief is talking to them and he's like, I want answers. And like, it was him. It was like, it was him. He did it. And they're like admitting everything. And he's like, oh, I can't get anything out of these guys. You're like, what? You were the worst cop ever. And then Sugar Bear's with Baby Sweets in the other room and he's not getting anything. He's as cool as hell. And he's just like, you found the bodies? What bodies? There ain't no fucking bodies. And he's getting nothing out of him, so they had to let them go. But the fact that Sugar Bear arrested them did not go down well, so they're like, we're going to have to do some drastic measures. He gets all the gang together again, and he's like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have to summon the ninjas. And he gets these two magic ninjas. He's like, magic ninja, ninja what? Magic ninja what? It's so dumb. I love this movie. It's so stupid. But yeah, these two like ninjas show up. And they're basically like, okay, we need you to get here. We found that. He's like, Missy? Yeah, I know Missy, man. She a whole lot of girl. She a fat girl, though. She's fat, though. And they're like, yep, yeah, take her out. That's his weakness. And that's what they do. They go to a house. They leave, like, this trail, which I assume is the ninjas. But then they show up. You're like, who did the food then? And she's pretty much with this other guy, which is the guy who plays all the characters. Sugar Bear's about to show up. But these guys get there first. And she takes this whole trail of food that's down the hallway, sits in a chair. She's got the hugest fucking pizza. And the two show up in this big puff of smoke, get their swords out and just start hacking into her. You don't see it. You just see it, the shadow on the wall and blood splatting all over the wall. And then Sugar Bear shows up and he's like, oh, no. And then just starts eating the takeaway he had. But he's like, that's it, man. I give up. And he basically gives this badge to a homeless guy, which is the guy who plays all the characters. And he just starts drinking and it's like 2 weeks later and the chief shows up at his house. It's just alcohol everywhere. He's just doing lines. He's doing everything. It's like this whole, like every time he looks at him, he's doing another drug. But he's like, you're a legend, man. It turns out that the legends were all made up or exaggerated. You swallowed a grenade to save the refugees. He's like, nah, man, that was the Fugees. I was at the Fugees concert and I stepped on a cracker. I just put it out with my foot, man. That was it. And he's like, you're still a legend. And then while he's sitting here, the chief goes away. He's just sort of yelling all the shit. I swear a lot of this is just made up lines, I reckon. Improv for sure, I reckon. If not, whoever wrote it, it's pretty funny. But yeah, it's all over the place. And then Dolomite, because all the posters on the wall are about Dolomite, Rudy Ray Moore shows up. And he's like, man, you're ripping me off. You're taking my look and you're not even doing it right. You're letting all the juggalos down. And he's like, yeah, you got a point, man. He basically puts him in his place. And then it turns into this Rocky montage where he's got the half shirt and he's working out. He can't lift any weight. He's so weak. While this is happening, he's running and doing whatever else. Every scene you see Dolomite with another girl and they're just sort of feeding him or hugging him or whatever else. He's just loving it. But yeah, it's basically getting like a pimp Rocky montage type thing going on. And then at the end, he's like, yes, he knows how to beat them up. So he basically finds out as well, which is also what sort of prompted him to do something, was that Big Baby Sweets has kidnapped Harry Cox. And he's like, oh no, he's got Harry Cox. He's like, I gotta do it. He's like, what are you, sweet on this guy or something? What are you doing, playing each other's meat whistles? And shit they say, it's just fucking funny. I love it. I've said that 5,000 times already, but it's a great movie. So the plan now, we find out that the scientist is giving him all these weapons now. He's got a ninja gun, he's got a whistle, and he's got this button that does a remote button. They all there to like take out different people. They go to this big warehouse and no one's backing up Sugar Bear at this point. It's just him. He takes out a few people who are wandering around outside, gets inside there. He sees the magic ninjas. He shoots the gun, which is like a tracking thing. So it shoots the two ninjas straight in the head. One's on the toilet, one's eating. They're both dead. And then he's about to look down and he finds where Harry Cox is. He's looking there and then you see a shotgun point to his head. He's like, oh, looks up. And then Hack Benjamin's found him. But it turns out that he's deaf, that his only weakness is his hearing, which doesn't make any sense. But he basically blows this dog whistle that no one else can hear. And it doesn't sound like he's doing anything. And he keeps going and going. And the guy's about to shoot him. And then all of a sudden his head just explodes. He's like, oh, shit. And then he finds little Poot and Big Stank. And he goes in there and he's like, all right, I gotta get you. And they're like, you're fucking dead, motherfucker. They're over the top. I love the characters. These two are like probably my favorite almost. There's the way they talk. And then like Big Baby Sweets, everything. These three are my favorites. They're sitting there and he goes to press the button. And then out of nowhere, a door falls down and their parents show up. He's like, this is what you're spending your allowance on. And takes the grills off his teeth. And he's like, you two missed violin lessons. You're grounded. And he takes them away. And that's how they're out of the scene now. So there's no one left now. But then there's a wrestling ring now. And he basically stands there and you can hear Baby Sweets on doing a voiceover and all this sort of stuff. Like he's in the PA system yelling at him or whatever like that. He's like, you're dead. So Sugar Bear stands inside this wrestling ring and then Mankind, Mick Foley, comes out and he's basically like kind of like making reference to, he doesn't know exactly which punchline to say because he's like doing all these characters. Like, oh no, I don't do that anymore. And Mr. Socko pops out, which I used to watch wrestling briefly for a year or two. I used to fucking love that Socko thing. He just shoves socks in people's mouth on his hand puppet. It was hilarious. Such a weird fucking gimmick. But yeah, they basically fight for ages. He's getting the shit kicked out of him. He gets thrown out of the ring and then this huge stake sort of goes through his leg and he's like, oh shit. He climbs back in there. Mankind's about to just destroy him. He's like, do you want some squash with that steak? And it's a pretty funny line. But Sugar Bear pulls the steak out at last minute, holds it up. Mankind falls on him, gets impaled. He's dead. And then we see Sugar Bear. He finally shows up and he's about to shoot him. And it's like, okay, Sugar Bear's dead at this point. And is he though? Because the second Big Baby Sweets opens his shirt, he gets shot. He's like, oh shit. He closes it back up again. He's like, And he opens it up again, gets two more shots. Like, oh shit, man. And then he closes it again. And then he opens it again, gets two more shots. And he's like, all right, I'm just going to. And he's just pointing at the ground. He just falls down dead. And you're like, oh shit. What the hell? Who did this? And then we see the old lady behind him. It's Big Baby Sweet's mum who was yelling out earlier. He's like, get the fuck up out of here. And he's talking to like shit. And she's like, I told you I'd get you back and all this sort of stuff. And yeah, his mum basically killed him. Bitch ass motherfucker. And then she walks off and he's just like, oh. So the police are all showing up now finally after all the trouble's gone. They're taking Big Baby Sweets away. And before he gets a chance, he takes the sheet back down. And he goes to wipe his face to see who it is. And then as he's doing it, he looks down and he's like, oh, what? No way. And the big reveal is that Big Baby Sweets is Harry Cox. And I mean, none of it was plausible. Like, they're two very different body types, whatever else. But he's like, oh, my one innocent cop wasn't innocent. He was running it the whole time. Shit. And they're just like, oh, wow. What a twist. And then at the end, it's back to the funeral. So I think it's like showing that, but it doesn't make any sense. He's like, my best friend died, which is Harry Cox, I'm guessing, but he barely knew him, and they weren't that good of friends, but they kind of were, but now he's just like, oh, well, he was bad, but I'm still going to pay tribute, whatever.
And halfway through it, the preacher, which was jump steady, turns into big stank. And then he's like, what? And then the altar boy is the monoxide child, which is little poot. And then he's just like, what? And they're like, you know, here comes a big reveal. And they're going on for ages and all this sort of shit, just sort of like referencing the Bible, but as if like they've never heard of it. And then they open the coffin and then it's big baby sweets. He gets back up. And then they've got a big shootout. The next couple of minutes is this shootout where all these people are getting killed in the church. It's a shootout between Sugar Bear and Big Baby Sweets and everyone's smashing everything. And then it's doing the like the final credits. So it's like shows them. It's like Violent J, Big Baby Sweets, Shaggy 2 Dope, Sugar Bear. And it's like, you know, Misery, Green Willy, and it like showing who everyone is and all that sort of stuff. It's a big shootout, and then it ends, and then there's a bunch of bloopers through the credit, and that is the end of Big Money Hustlers. And this week I will not be doing a review because it'd be very biased. Even if the plot and the quality is all shit, I'm still gonna give it probably a 20 out of 20 if I gave it a review, which I'm not saying it is a 20, but it'd be pretty high up there. It has a special place in my heart, and yeah, I would not give it a fair review, so I'm gonna skip that this week. It's a little bit confusing because this is a Saturday episode and I'm going to do another one midweek as well. So in the space of 2 weeks this week, you're going to get 3 full episodes. So yeah, I was away for a week and I didn't have any signal, so I wasn't able to put the episode out earlier or change it up how I was originally planning. So you got 3 episodes in 2 weeks. So enjoy that. This is a Saturday episode to celebrate Juggalo Day, February 17th, Juggalo Day. So all my ninjas out there, you juggalos and juggalettes, have a great motherfucking Juggalo Day, everyone. It's Big Money Hustlers, that's what I've covered today. It's a shame that Insane Clown Posse and Twisted are not friends anymore. They're beef, they've gone their separate ways, and there is another movie with them in it, but yeah, I doubt they'll ever come together again and enjoy it. But for the sake of all the juggalos out there, enjoy your day. Thank you for listening to this movie. I doubt you'll find this movie anywhere to watch, but if you do own it or can find it, check it out. It is a great little watch. You're probably thinking, what are you talking about? But anyway, it's out there if you want. It's called Big Money Hustlers. Stars the Insane Clown Posse. And if you want, check out their music. It's great. It's horror rap. They talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Horror movie references. Just horror in general. Just wicked clown stuff. It's great. It's fun. It changes various sort of style over the years. But yeah, there's so many CDs. They have their main 6 Joker cards, the first ones. There's another deck of 6 again. And then they've got all these side CDs and compilations and mixtapes and collaborations. There's so much content for these guys. It's crazy. They've made themselves an empire. I love them. I just don't know what else to say about it. I love it. They're so good. Just watching this movie has inspired me to listen to more of the newer stuff and make up for the time I've missed out on that. And this was season 4, episode 7 of the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy. Have a wicked Juggalo Day, ninjas, and much clown love, juggalos. Whoop, whoop.